I'm not sure if there's any better time to go fishing than it is when you're in that kind of melancholy mood. Melancholy, a feeling of sadness, but you're not sure exactly what brings you this sadness. However, I do. I'm very aware of what brings me my sadness right now. So when I fell in love with Lisa about 10 years ago, she came with a lot of extras. She had the complete toy set, and I was just the opposite. If we were a Johnny West doll collection, I would have been Geronimo with my buffalo, spear, a couple arrows, and a canteen with a blanket. She would have been the rest of the Johnny West collection. Horses, wagons, everything, the fort. She had it all, and still does. Through this relationship, I have been taught firsthand what you owns you. We live here in this 7-acre ranch called the Rockin' Star. Life is grand. It's really nice. I come out here every morning and I can look at this beautiful pond and do what I'm doing right now. I'm tossing a super spot. I just fell in love with this lipless crankbait the last few days. Come out here and listen to the birds and do my live feed videos, do some TikTok, do some Facebook. Just really, really become the Bob Ross of fishing out here. It's a great place. And it looks just, the pond looks like a Bob Ross painting. So I have a lot to be grateful for. However, comes to live animals. We have 4 horses left. She had more when I first showed up. We most likely will be losing one tomorrow, putting it down. Versace, a beautiful 30-year-old Palomino. I would have to say her most beloved horse. Broke a lot of bones on that horse. They've got a lot of stories to tell together. So it's going to be really hard for her tomorrow morning. And I can be a little bit more John Wayne about it. And I'm not sure where that comes from. Not that I don't have the sensitivity and the emotions and how hard it is to say goodbye to an animal. But I also have to bury it. And it's a challenge to bury a big horse. The benefit of Versace losing so much weight the last many weeks is that he's... Oh, that was a nice little bite. Didn't hold on long enough. I'll tell you what, these super spots are sticky. You want to make sure that you have a pair of pliers with you. When you do catch a bass, they can choke these things down, and you want to make sure that you got some pliers as you can get those things out. But we will have to put Versace down. He's most likely got some lymphoma, some cancer that's happening. He's also suffered a stroke, and he's at the point now where I think he's mentally aware, but physically he's just not able to do anything. himself up. So, to really, you're coming to that crossroads of quality of life at this point. Just as a week ago, he was running. And, just really, other than just having a slight swagger because of the stroke, which he overcame amazingly, because we were ready to put the horse down in the middle of the field when that happened. That was at the really at the end of the winter of this year, probably March around that time, and he's rebounded and his old cantankerous self. But this one, I don't think that he's going to rebound from. He's just losing so much weight. So my melancholy mood that I have right now is a result of me just falling in love with a beautiful horse and over the past decade building a relationship with it. And tomorrow I will most likely have to begin to bury it. What you own owns you. But soon, nature does what nature does, and we will not have the earthly bond with Versace anymore. Just the memories and his spirit, and one less thing that we will have to really be caretakers for. As we get older and as we really simplify our lives, we are in a big downsizing mode right now. No more animals after this. We've still got plenty to go through. We got 3 more horses, and we will have 3 more dogs and 1 more cat. Fish are biting on this super spot. So I'm tossing a 7-foot toxic biohazard series American tackle rod. The butt of the rod is not too long and it's not too short. It's just right about my forearm length, which makes it perfect for the kayak angler when you're sitting down in that position. You need all the hook strike you can get. You can just, there we go. Oh boy, you let go of that, you little stinker. Boy, they are just taking, how does a fish grab a hold of a very, very sticky and tacky and surgically sharp treble hook? Not only one, but 2 of them. And able to let go. That amazes me. This is the original fish finder right here. I love the lipless crankbait. You can work it at absolutely any level in the water. You can fish this thing back almost like a jerkbait in a way, even though jerkbait's not coming to you real fast, but you can just have this erratic, real fast, pulsing, like fleeing bait fish. Reaction on the water, and boy, they will come up and they will smash that, and it's a lot of fun. Just sit there and just reel it in rather quick. You don't have to burn it in, but you're allowing it to sink just enough, a couple feet down in the water column, 2-3 feet, and you're using that tip to just bring that thing up, let it go, bring it up, let it go, bring it up, let it back down, that type of thing. And boy, this thing just cast forever. You can cover so much real estate. I've got it paired up with the LP8 carbon constructed American tackle reel, and I am in love. The reel was just about as light as the box that it came in, and together they are a combo that I can toss all day long. And look at these little cross-country arms I have. These arms are built to run cross country. These are not hay bale slinging arms. I'm glad we got help. Big shout out to the Berry Farm. The Berry's out in Hillsboro, Ohio. Big shout out to them. When they deliver that hay bale, those boys can toss some hay. I get my share. But man, my arms weren't made for that. So this is a perfect rod for me. 7 foot, medium. It's got a fast tip. I'd say a medium butt on it. It's got the microwave guide. Amazing. Next time you're at Dick's, look at the Lewes rods. And look up on the Lewes rods and see if you can't find an American Tackle tag. Microwave tag that will be on the first guide. And if you are out shopping for rods and you just happen to be at Dick's, I say Dick's because I think this is what they actually sell there. And pull down that loose rod, check that out. Do your research now on the microwave guide and why it's really something. If you're a rod builder, you already know about the microwave guide. It's all about taming the line. How that line comes off of your bait casting reel. Up and down, up and down. That's how it comes off that bait caster. It looks like a roller coaster. It's just up and down, up and down. And it continues on throughout the guides. The special thing about the, which as it continues through the other guides, restricts its ability to cast out length, sensitivity, accuracy. There's a lot of things that depends on. Tossing your line out with a lure on it should just be as easy as tossing a baseball in the backyard with your buddy. Just getting a nice even flow. And the microwave guides will tame down that line enough to send it straight through the other guides. And that happens on the first guide. Most of your guide sets, this modulation up and down will continue on throughout all of the guides, so you can imagine how much of a restriction that line is faced against. Therefore, your lure is just not going to go out as far. It's not going to be as accurate where you're going to place it. Boy, let me tell you, that is so important when it comes to throwing a shallow crankbait or a lipless crankbait. You want some accuracy, because most often you're just getting right up in there, right between wood structure, up under trees, around bushes. Maybe you see something that's very far away. Oh my gosh. And you don't have to work very hard. It's just a simple. And man, that thing's gone. It's gone. We were out on a boat right now, I'd have this bale just thin down big time, where it would have the ability just to spin. But here in the pond, where I'm close to a lot of things, I don't necessarily want to toss it out that far, so I do have it tamed back a little bit. Tossing a Bushido fluorocarbon on just a beautiful super spot. And so far the fish have really just kind of been reacting to this really well. I think that fall bite is just right here. Listen to that sound, that big knocking sound. It almost sounds like it has a one knocker with a couple BBs in it. Like it just gives you a kind of a little bonus. And I'm shaking that. When I'm using that rod tip, I'm pulling that thing back. You can imagine it's going. Rup, rup, rup. Sounds like a chainsaw down there. this type of day has been wonderful. So there's a lot of reflection. I'm not sure exactly which super spot it is, but it has a slight orange belly, has some blue running through it, and there is some chrome reflection. But we have a just a partly sunny day, beautiful blue skies in the background, mix of clouds, big puffy ones, long flat ones, there's gray ones, there's pure white ones, so there's a lot of mix in the sky, and whatever the combination has been, it's been pretty good here for the fish. Now, so far I've just been fishing pretty much the upper part of the water column right now. I'm going to cover as much distance as I can, and I'm just going to pull it through the bottom here real slow. Just gonna reel it slow. There we go. That's what we had to do. They were down at the bottom, so this is what. There we go. Come on. That was a good. Nice. I'm gonna bring him up like Jordan Lee. There you. Nice. So, what I did with this guy different than I have been? I let it run along the bottom. And just allowed it to pretend to be somewhat of a wounded bait fish. Easy prey. And there you go, buddy. I would say you're well above 12 inches. And you would have been a keeper in a kayak bass fishing tournament for a couple minutes as I took your picture and I put you up on the catch board. Because that's what we do as kayak bass fishermen. We believe in the $2 for $6 Arby's fish deal, and we release those fish. So, like the old man at the end of the bar says, let the fish tell you what they want, how they want it served up. So, boom, this time we're just doing it real slow. And I'm just going to bring it across that bottom. It's a murky kind of a sooty bottom. I'm just going to jerk it every once in a while. Make it look like it's just kind of fluttering around on the bottom and just kind of dying. At least that worked for that one. That's how he wanted it served up at the smorgasbord. Check out this great bait casting combo. The LP8 carbon constructed American tackle reel. And the toxic 7-foot medium biohazard series rod. Just an unbelievable, comfortable, super sensitive, and really just a great multi-purpose rod and reel. You can check them out at www.americantackleanglerproducts.com. John Graves Kayak Fishing is sponsored by Strictly Sail and Kayak, located in Blue Ash, Ohio. If they're not your favorite, they will be your favorite local boat professionals. New and used sailboats, kayaks, both the pedal and the traditional kind, service and parts, and their accessories and their expertise is absolutely unmatched by anything out there. Whether you're looking for a sailboat, used sailboats, the largest selection of Hobie kayaks in the Midwest, fishing kayaks, the new canoe fleet is now arrived. They have them on site. Folks, Strictly Sail and Kayak, located in Cincinnati at 10766 Kenwood Road. They've been in Blue Ash since 1978. What were you doing in 1978? You can check them out on Facebook at Strictly Sail and Kayak of Cincinnati or at strictlysailinc.com.